This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Troy Henry, Bayou Phoenix, and owner of Henry Consulting, involved in the transformational project out in New Orleans East, the redevelopment of the old Six Flags site there, joins us. Troy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel. How you doing?
Doing well, Troy. Recently, you provided some updated information as to where this project stands as it moves forward. Tell us about it.
We are finalizing. In fact, I just stepped out of a meeting now, finalizing our contract with a demolition contractor company to begin the demolition process. They need a contract in order to get a permit. We're finalizing the contract so they can get a permit to begin knocking stuff down, let's just call it, and hauling all of the old remnants of the Six Flags site away.
A lot of infrastructure there. I can't imagine that that's an easy task.
No. I think it's about a 5-month process. In parallel with that, we also have a facility condition assessment that has already begun. Broadmoor Design Group is doing that, and actually with the original designers of Jazzland. So they're actually in there assessing the condition of the slabs, the pilings, all of the infrastructure. Well, we know the electrical infrastructure is all gone. It's all been stolen. So, but plumbing, gas, all of the other infrastructure matters, drainage, et cetera. So that is actually underway as we speak, and the demolition will take everything above the slab. We don't know the condition well enough for the pilings under the slab to have the demolition company take away the cement or the concrete and the piling. So based upon our master plan, we don't know if we need to add more pilings and that would be sufficient, or do you have to pull them all out and bring in new ones? That'll all be determined by the facility condition assessment that is ongoing now.
And that assessment is important because it could shorten the timeline of the project. It could reduce cost.
Correct.
The ability of reuse, right?
That is absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, that would shorten it. And if everything has to come out and get torn up, then it might extend the time frame. So we're hopeful that the condition assessment, prevails and comes out okay. But, we gotta go with the facts as they're dealt to us. We also have, reached an agreement with our first venue, which is the Eros Studios, which is a movie studio. And we're just waiting on the approval from the city's agency, NORA, for that the lease approval on that. So we're making progress. We're in negotiations with multiple youth sports complex operator developers, and so we'll have to make a selection and a decision on that. We're hoping probably in the next, I would say, the next 60 days. We've got probably four firms that we're really talking to now. We've just got to kind of finalize which one we're going to go with. All have pluses, minuses, ins, outs, ups and downs to them, and we're just trying to figure out which one best suits our needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Troy, I was reading one of the news agencies that you had talked to. They had visited with some folks in neighboring subdivision, a level of skepticism there. Obviously, yeah. The moment that a crane shows up on that property, I got to imagine things will change, right?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you can always find a skeptic in a crowd. I think by and large, you know, we found the level of support from the community, and especially the Eastern New Orleans community, has been overwhelming. And they're rooting for our success.
Most people.
Yeah,
are.
but I think there's a healthy amount of skepticism there, but it's only because they're not under the tent. And last time we spoke publicly was when we signed a lease, and we've just been sort of feverishly working away. So we're going to have another public event, announce a lot of our initiatives and a lot of the partnerships and what they should expect. It's a couple of additional things that we didn't announce before that we'll also lay out, especially the Clearwater Beach component to it. There's a new feature that wasn't initially in our proposal. But there's a healthy amount of skepticism that is understandable, I think, in many ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Interestingly, sometimes I wonder whether folks recognize the complexity of redeveloping a site that had already been developed as opposed to having a naked piece of land, right? I mean, the naked piece is so much easier.
It is, and ideally, I mean, if for any developer, I mean, ideally the city would have been better suited to have brought it back to virgin land and then invited developers to come in and develop a large virgin land parcel that had been scraped and cleaned and all of that stuff. But, you know, we're sort of doing some of the city's work, what you would normally have them do for a developer, of cleaning up their mess. And so, you know, it just takes a little bit longer. It's a little more complicated because you got to undo what's done as opposed to starting from zero. We started at a negative point. So, but it's coming along. It's coming along. We're excited about it. And the level of interest in the various venues that we've got has been very significant. So we're very upbeat about what's going on.
You always wonder whether or not, you know, when you're doing these redevelopments, if you're going to have those kind of, I don't know how to characterize it, these knee-buckling moments, you know, surprised by something. Have you had one of those yet?
I don't think we've had. I think we've come close. I think the big one is,
you did a little twist and shout as opposed to the buckling
kind of
the knees.
You know, one of those, like, yeah. And it's been around the wetlands designation for some of the land that we're planning to do, and the process for getting it to return from wetland status and having to deal with the Army Corps of Engineers. That declaration, and there's been some Supreme Court rulings that are kind of causing us some twists and turns on whether we're considered wetlands or not because we're not adjacent to navigable water. So it's been a little bit of twist and turning going on.
And you're inside the hurricane protection levy, I think, which is one of those Supreme Court rulings that deals with that. I remember reading something about that somewhere.
I think you're right. I'm not a lawyer. We got a bunch of lawyers, and they're trying to navigate through it. And the Corps has a bunch of lawyers, too. Everybody wants to see this thing work, but everybody wants to follow the law. And so we're just trying to make sure that we do that. And it's only for a portion of the site, so yeah, we may have to just alter time frames to accommodate the portion that we want to build on the wetlands, and that time frame may change as opposed to the other parts that are not determined to be a wetlands.
Yeah, and you're putting in more wetland because the moment you put in a clear water lake, that's wetland, right?
Well, no, because remember, I don't know if you remember the old jazz land, they had an 18-acre lagoon there already.
Lagoon there, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to take that 18-acre lagoon and we're going to drain it down to about 9 acres, and then around it will be beach and sand and a beach and a lot of other amenities. There'll be a wedding peninsula and an amphitheater and a lot of things that will surround that clear water beach now. So we're hoping that we don't have to do any the wetlands declaration for that is not necessary because it was already deemed a lagoon, and we're going to keep it as a water body. It's just going to be right. a different usage for it.
So when you shrink that down, is it going to be what the Beverly Hillbillies used to call a cement pond in order to be a clear water?
Well, close. It'll be lined. It'll be filled and lined. And yeah, there's a company that we're working with, Crystal Lagoons is their name, and they've got a technology that basically keeps the water clean, and there's a robot that runs around every night on the floor of it to take any bad or dirt or anything like that and cleans it all up. So it's
cleans
beautiful.
It up,
they've
yeah.
got several of them in Florida now that are immaculate, and they're being done all over the world, in fact. So I've had the opportunity to visit a couple of them, and it's going to be really nice amenity because we don't have anything like that in our region, so it'll be cool.
Well, I saw the artist depiction of it yesterday. I was looking at it. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, man, it's great. If you go and look up Evermore in Florida, Orlando area, and you can just kind of envision, and I think theirs is 7 acre, ours is 9 acres. If you can just kind of envision that part of that concept, it's real cool. It's real cool. So that's one of the venues that we'll be putting in place. But our focus is really on the three anchors right now, and that is the youth sports complex, the movie studio, and then the hotels. And hotels is lagging behind the youth sports activities because the hoteliers want to know how many guaranteed rooms the sportsplexes are going to commit to, and then they'll know what size hotels to build. So it's coming, though. You know, it's a sequential process from that standpoint. And once we get the three anchors, then all of the other amenities, the retailers and the lagoon folks, I mean the beach folks and the family entertainment center and those venues, they'll come. Those are more straightforward venues.
Right, right. Well, best of luck to you. Thank you for joining us and giving us an update. I know a lot of folks have their eye on that, and I think
yeah.
once they start seeing cranes there, they'll be a lot more happier people.
Yeah. Well,
for sure.
You know, we got to get through a permit process, and we're not sure exactly how long that's going to take. But once that happens, then yeah, there'll be some cranes showing up there.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, no. Thank you, man. All right.
It's Troy Henry, Bayou Phoenix, and Henry Consulting with the redevelopment of Six Flags in New Orleans East. We'll be right back. We'll go back to the talk lines, 504-260-1870. Give us a shout. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.